This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, audience, you're going to be in for the treat. I have a surprise that my producer is going to tell you why he is a community leader. And I want to thank him for taking his time to talk to us. Welcome to the podcast, Glenn.
You're going to introduce my name too?
Oh, Glenn Benjamin. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. I apologize, getting over a cold, everybody. But this is a rare opportunity because I'm normally behind the scenes, behind the camera, do the recording and uploading of videos and stuff. So this is a bit unique for me. I'm not shy. Trust me. And very happy to meet you all virtually today.
Well, Glenn, I want to thank you, but you know, you have sent me some questions and I'm definitely going to ask. And so I want to know what inspired you to become a community advocate for Land Infotech and how has your role evolved over time?
You mean you're not thinking of these questions as we're talking? I have to send these to you? You're giving away all of our secrets.
I know. But that's the good thing about a podcast. Go ahead, Glenn.
All right. What was the question?
What inspired you to become a community advocate for Land Infotech? And how has your role evolved over time?
Okay. That's a pretty good question. Yes, I had some input. And then I used two other letters, AI, to help me with some of the questions. No shame in my game. I learned that from David as well. So good day, everybody. I started with the company and David some 5.5 years ago. And I had been in corporate America my whole life, doing every kind of enterprise technical sales job and did everything that was needed way back in the day. Wasn't particularly happy or thrilled. You know, I started to look because I was getting real tired of the, what we'll call the corporate rat race. I had known Michael Goldstein, the owner of the company, for years, and reached out. Actually, first I reached out to David. Hey, David, is he looking for anybody? You know, David wound up doing a little bit of the reconnaissance for me and said, sure, let's have a conversation. What I knew about LAN way back when was they were involved in the community, but I didn't really know a whole lot other than they did sales, managed service provider, and a bunch of other things, which intrigued me because I had never done it that way before, been involved with more corporate America stuff. I was like, sure, I want to take a shot at it. And that was some 5.5 years ago. And I would say pretty happy so far and continuing to evolve and change over time. I'm going to take a sip of water, David. Go ahead and for the next question.
Nope, I'm going to comment on it. So for full disclosure, listeners, Glenn and I used to work together at LAN Infotech. And Glenn has come on board and really has taken LAN to another level along with Michael. So I'm really glad to see that Glenn is doing such a great job. So with that, I'm going to go to the next question. Can you share some success stories of how LAN Infotech has helped nonprofits secure grant funding and how AI is enhancing this process?
Those are two very loaded questions. So let me stick with the grant funding when, again, Michael hired me 5.5 years ago. I had never dealt with a nonprofit in my life. I had no idea what he was talking about. He said, don't worry, work on the commercial enterprise business. I got this other guy, David, that's working the nonprofits. Okay. So never thought much about it. About a month or two went by when people realized where I had landed and I was getting calls all the time saying, can you help me? Help you what? Nonprofit. I have no idea what you're talking about. So I said, let me call you back. So I called Michael and David and said, what do we do? I have no idea. And I learned some of the tricks of the trade that Michael had one of his sons that would typically go in our databases and look up for available grant funding via these databases that they had purchased. So I figured out how to work it, got it back to the client, and they were thrilled. They're happy. We also showed them, you know, how to kind of write some of this stuff. We had some templates, what have you. And then about 2.5 years ago, and David, I think you would have stepped away at that point, something like that, where this thing called AI came out. And those of us that knew what it was were a little afraid of it because it didn't have a lot of security. It didn't have what we call guardrails. So I kind of stayed away from it, still using our databases that we purchased. And then one day, one of the interns we had hired gave me a call and said, you got to see this thing called ChatGPT. I said, what is it? I have no idea what you're talking about. And he took me through it insofar as he could make ChatGPT work on the grant funding and find opportunities all in a matter of seconds. And I had no training on it at that point. I let him take me through it and went, okay. Fascinating, but I'm still going to stay kind of far away because we haven't really vetted this thing yet fully. We don't know where it's going. We're just not sure about the security on that. Another sip of water.
So Glenn, you're familiar. So Glenn, you're familiar with cybersecurity and ransomware. How do you feel that AI is going to help or not help in this particular area?
Can I give you an answer?
Of course.
The answer is D, all the above.
Okay.
It can help us find ransomware, malware, malicious software in things using AI. The bad news is the bad guys are using it to turn it around and go after us. So to say, to give you a broad answer, if it's used wrong, it's a deadly combination. And if our clients, and we have been in the cybersecurity space for 15 years as LAN, Infotech, Michael Pryor had another company that he was part of, same company, but he broke away from it to stay in Florida. I can't imagine why. So this cybersecurity space, it's been around a very long time. Most people, when we talk to them and try to get them to understand, don't want to follow what we recommend and decide, oh, I'm not worried, I haven't been hacked. That's until they call us a few months later. After they have been hacked, and we've had instances even recently where people have been hacked and didn't tell us, but they paid the ransomware, which is the last thing we tell them to do. And once you pay this kind of ransomware, it's on what we call the dark web, and all the criminals can see it. It's a really nasty, ugly way to do this. And all we can see from our perspective is AI making it so much harder on people. And if you're not going to listen to us and you call back for us to help you, you're going to pay a fortune more than you should have. So not a good combination, a very bad mix of services there.
Well, Glenn, thank you, because I think it's important that my listeners understand, because they're business owners and they may take ransomware or cybersecurity for granted. So I think it's very good that you indicate that and put that out to the listeners so that they know what's going on.
Well,
so my next, go ahead.
If you're going to lead me down this path, David, we can talk all day long about this. And if they choose not to listen, choose not to take advantage, nothing we can do. Really,
I agree.
So don't just listen, but create a plan. It's our job to help you create a plan, because if something happens and you don't know what to do, that's shame on all of us. If you have a plan and you know what the next step is, then you follow that plan. That's after calling us as well. Now go ahead, David, and continue.
No. So thank you for sharing that, because I think it's important, because my listeners are, as I said, business people. But now I'm going to take you down another path, and I'm going to talk about the nonprofits. And so you had indicated to me to, can you tell me about the upcoming fundraiser for South Florida Institute for Aging and the Wild Wild West Gala for the Urban League of Palm Beach County?
So for those of you that don't know me, the two or three of you maybe that don't, I'm a community advocate. And when I took the role, again, 5+ years ago, and had no idea what a nonprofit was, I'd never worked with it, I stuck my toe in the water and figured out what they all were doing. And the bottom line was helping them raise money. One way, of course, is grant funding. But with what's going on in our government, we're not sure where that's going to be in the upcoming weeks and months, where there may be defunding of the government in these areas. So the smart ones that I'm associated with, I may have a little something to do with, not maybe a ton, is the first one you mentioned was the South Florida Institute on Aging. And they're going to have a fundraiser, and separately they're working on grant funding. But again, we don't know where that's all going to go. On Tuesday, May 20th, it's going to be held at the Dania Improv. And the reason we like to use Dania Improv for these is they really don't charge the nonprofit. They let them make all the money they can. And the club wants to make the money on food and beverage. So it's a great way to entertain people, get them to donate, and then at the end of the night, they make some money back and everybody's happy. Oh, and by the way, they throw in a comedian. It will be clean humor. Don't worry, it's not going to be blue. So we make sure the nonprofits and their supporters are kept happy. And then the other one you asked me, David, was Urban League, right?
Yes, sir.
So they have one also in May. It's May 9th, which is a Friday. And they're going to do a Wild Wild West. That much I did not have any part of. And it will be cowboys. It will be all kinds of fun because they do realize in order to really make some money, you got to entertain, you got to educate, you got to inform. So that's going to be May 9th up at the Palm Beach Convention Center. So those are just two of the nonprofits that I'm part of and very proud to be.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because you're also very active in the Greater Fort Lauderdale Chamber. Can you elaborate on that nonprofit? Because I know that's a big thing for us when I was working at LAN.
Yep. So originally it was called the Nonprofit Breakfast. We get together, I think, first Wednesday of a month. It's now morphed. And it's become the Social Impact Breakfast, which is the nonprofits and the profits collaborating together. It's great that we all sit down. We figure out how to best do things, how to make things work. Again, I'm going to stay away from the government discussion because we just don't know what the future holds on that. So within the Fort Lauderdale Chamber, they have a fantastic group led by Katie Marr, who is the CEO of Neighbors for Neighbors. Other people are also part of it. And we have a good time and we learn a lot. And to me, that's what collaboration, the community is all about. That's why I love what I do, which is getting out there and helping organizations be successful.
Thank you, Glenn. I love that. So now there's a thought in my mind. I know you've been also doing work with our students. So how do you engage and inspire students when you speak at schools and universities about career paths to tech, cybersecurity, and AI?
Speaking of loaded questions, David, right? and let me give some props back out to Michael Goldstein, our CEO, my CEO, David's former, whatever. He sits on the Workforce Development Board of CareerSource Broward. So he's a busy guy, and there's many times he can't make events or speaking engagements. And guess who gets the volunteer right here?
There you go.
That's me. So I have gotten very acclimated to speak at multiple schools at multiple levels. I think it was the Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance sent me to a middle school one time. And I'm like, me? Short, portly, bald guy speaking to 12, 13-year-olds about career pathing. I didn't know what to do, but I figured out real fast how to get their attention, which was, tell them how much money they can make. And I gave them a chart that said, you do this kind of work, here's what you'll make, so on, so on, and so on. A lot of them were like, I can make $60,000 a year. Yes, you can, and more. Now, what I'm doing most of the speaking, and this could be also high school, tech schools. I'm on the advisory board of Broward Tech Schools. I'll speak at universities. Talking about where all this is going. I mentioned how bad cybersecurity is, and it ain't getting better, boys and girls. I can tell you that with a straight fact. Right here in South Florida, we have about 5,200 job openings in cybersecurity. We can't fill them because we don't have enough students or people ready to get into the workforce. And then when I talk about this other thing, David, I think you mentioned called AI. Mm-hmm. You did mention that, right?
Yes, I did.
And I've been in front of several universities recently talking about how the gap for AI for our students, including our teachers and our administrators, is beginning to get larger and larger. In the meantime, AI is out there. We at LAN are actually selling some of that to people, but no one is ready to handle it yet, especially the students that I'm talking to. Because the big thing I want from them is really not how to use AI and how they push buttons. Don't care about that. What I care about is when I give you a question, you got to be able to respond to me and tell me why this is better than that or vice versa, because that to me, my friends, is critical thinking. And most of the kids do not understand when we're asking them, tell me why you're choosing this, not just because AI said so. And it really doesn't reflect very well I've been in front of lots of schools. I did one about 3 weeks ago. Again, Career Source, World of Work. We had 1,200 ninth and 10th graders. The month before with Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance, it was about 1,500 juniors. Getting a chance to talk to them is very important. And I'm very proud to be able to do it, but we've got to give them better guidance. They are not ready to go into the workforce.
Well, that's good to know, because Glenn, I know you've been working with these teachers as well as the students. Can you elaborate more on what you feel that needs to happen from our teachers so that they can teach our kids about what is going to be coming down the pipe?
Sorry, again, the voice is a little,
no problem.
A little scruffy. When I've talked as high level to the superintendent of schools of Broward County, Dr. Hepper, and I've told them that no one is ready for this. But in the meantime, we're about 2.5 years into this, and people are buying it. People are using it. They may not be using it correctly, which is a scare unto itself, but they're trying. Now, our students are not really being given any exposure, but not to blame it all on the students. Our faculty administration don't understand this either. So we've got to be able to cascade this message and explain what AI is and is not, and where you use it, where you don't. But you got to tell us why or what you want to do with it. From our perspective here at LAN, we're not going to let you use it until we do an audit and do an assessment of what you're doing and how you're going to utilize it. Because most companies are throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. And that's not going to be very effective at all, David, unfortunately.
And I understand that. So what my next question is going to be on the interns. I understand LAN has an intern program, and you touched some of it on helping our students. How do you see that being an asset to helping not only expose LAN more, but AI and all the other technologies that are available?
Well, and let me just correct you. When we say LAN has a program, we're borrowing from the other company I've mentioned 2-3 times, which is Career Source Broward. They offer internships, summer internships program. And as we record this, we're getting ready for summer, obviously. So I know we will take at least one intern from that program, see if we can convince Michael to do another one. Behind that, you also have apprenticeship programs. So once they graduate and they're done with interns, they could not only get similar training as if they were working for us, and they will be working for us, they'll also be trained, and all that is covered via Career Source Broward. So really, there's no out-of-pocket cost to help our students. They badly need this. So yes, you could use it for AI or really any purpose you feel appropriate. You would come to, and I would direct you to the right people at Career Source. Hi, Barbara, if you're listening. And make sure that you've got a plan, because without a plan, that means you're planning to fail. We don't want to happen. So that's kind of how we work it. And I've become an evangelist across the county saying, hey, let's get this program initiated. And David, if I can throw one thing in for myself, we did this last week over at the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Our speaker was Barbara with Career Source, and we spoke in detail about how companies can take advantage, even if it's just as an apprenticeship or intern program. And by the way, there were scholarships involved. We're not going to have time to talk deeply in that, but there's a lot of opportunity for our students to get involved, learn, and possibly make some money, which is not a bad little thing. And when I told the first group, like 60,000 a year, they were like, this is exciting. They were thrilled. Hey, they're making minimum wage today at a fast food place.
Agreed. So for my listeners who are in the Palm Beach area, there is Palm Beach Career Source, as well as other parts of the listening audience that can take advantage of Career Source, and there's one in Dade as well. So please, if you're in those areas, take advantage of it. This is the same programs are offered throughout. So that's very important. And Glenn, thank you for sharing that.
And again, let me just say, outside of Broward, simply say Career Source, because that's what they have in Miami-Dade. They have Palm Beach, Martin County, et cetera. If you have trouble, get a hold of myself or Career Source. We'll be glad to guide you.
Well, I knew this was going to happen, and time is winding down. And so out of full disclosure, I want to make sure that all of your contact information, how to reach you, what's the best way to reach you, and make sure that we have that listed so that we can then take full advantage of your services that you offer. Go ahead, Glenn.
Thank you. My email is gbenjamin@landinfotech.com. Phone number, hopefully easy to remember, 954-974-6262. I am on all kinds of social media. If you're not finding me, that means you're not trying. Typically, at Glenn Benjamin, you'll find me. And most places over here at Land Infotech, we happen to be the cyber sponsors of your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. And you'll find me anywhere you're looking. Trust me, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, plus some others. I forget what they are. But if you can't find me, there's a problem. Call David. He'll find me.
That's true. You have an issue if you can't find Mr. Glenn Benjamin. Glenn, thank you. You've given us a lot of information, a lot of knowledge. And I think it's important that our listeners, whether it be their own business, entrepreneurs, nonprofit executives, community leaders, you all need to hear, not only hear, but take advantage of what Glenn is offering from Land Infotech, as well as our community. So once again, thank you, Glenn, our community activist, as well as podcast producer for the South Florida Community Roundup. And hopefully you'll be listening pretty soon when you'll hear from us again, but from another community leader here in the South Florida community. Thank you for now, and God bless.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.